Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. And wow, do we have things to talk about this week, brother. We've got Masters to talk about. We've got more NBA basketball to talk about. We've got Major League Baseball to talk about. No-hitters are happening. So yeah, things are very, very cool in the world of sports. And Mike, we didn't get to talk about it since it happened. And obviously we have a new national champion in college basketball, the Baylor Bears. What a performance from them. Man, oh man, brother. Never at a loss of things to talk about in the sports world, brother. Good morning. How are you, pal?
Good morning, Dorf. No, hey, I'm doing great. And so by what I gather, we have some things to talk about today. And that's, that's not always the case here in the sports world, but we got the Masters. It's Masters Sunday. I don't know what else to say.
Hey, you know what, man? It's a beautiful thing. It's a great golf course, a very demanding golf course, and we've seen some guys have some major breakdowns. And I kind of found it interesting to see all those top 20 players, Mike, that didn't even make the cut. So Rory McIlroy, what has happened to that guy, bro? He tried to be Bryson DeChambeau, and boy, oh boy, has it ruined his swing right now, at least at this moment in time. Hear the music. I know it's going. We got to take a break. We'll continue rapping about the sports world on the other side. Things to come about 8:25 or so. We'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Just getting warmed up here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you hire someone, you should actually expect a temporary increase in your workload instead of immediately being able to offload responsibilities and have the free time you dream of. That's because even if you make the smartest hires in the world, they're not going to understand and acclimate to your business right away. They're going to need time to learn the ins and outs and to understand your expectations. So be sure to allow the time it will take to train them well, and then you will get that break you deserve. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple of different ways. You can call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, which, by the way, we've got a decent post out there right now, but quite frankly, it's a no-brainer to me. I'm pretty sure it's a no-brainer to my partner, Mike Wilson, as well. But go check out the Dorf on Sports fan page and tell me who you would start, who you would cut, and who you would get rid of. Because they're all great players, no doubt about it. They're maybe the three best players of some people's generation. But at the end of the day, to me, there's one clear-cut guy, and then there's another guy, and then there's a guy that I would be putting on the bench. But that's for you people to go check out on the Dorf on Sports fan page on Facebook, and then also on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. And, Mike, as we went to break, I mentioned about the national championship and Baylor getting it done over Gonzaga. I know that you were pulling for Gonzaga. And quite frankly, man, I really feel like I had that game absolutely pegged because I thought it was going to be an extremely difficult task for Gonzaga to come back after that emotional victory over UCLA, which quite frankly took everybody by surprise and shock. But that to me was the national championship game because those two teams played so hard and they fought so much. But at the end of the day, you can only have one team that wins and moves on, and that was Gonzaga. And then obviously, the emotions, that I just feel like they had to spend too much to go out there and be able to play another great game in the final. And I'm not taking anything, and I mean absolutely nothing away from Baylor, because they were phenomenal, dude. What they did in the Final Four, dismantling Houston, and then obviously dismantling Gonzaga in the final game, you can't take anything away from them. But I just wish that maybe, just maybe, they had another day or two to regather themselves, the Gonzaga team I'm talking about, and then you go out and you play that game. I just feel like the emotions were running way too high, and they had to come back and play another great game too quickly. But at the end of the day, man, all the credit in the world to Baylor. They played a fantastic Final Four and maybe a more impressive final game. They were absolutely fantastic, Mike. What say you?
Yeah, well, I'll just say ditto to everything that you said there, Dorf. All the credit goes, like you said, to Baylor and how they just they really kind of dismantled Gonzaga. But at the same time, you're right in terms of, you know, if Gonzaga had another day to rest, maybe the game is a little closer. Maybe it's a little bit more of a game. But Baylor shot well. They defended well. They defended that three-point line very well. And look, Gonzaga, they didn't shoot very well because of that suffocating Baylor defense. So when you take all those things into account, is it a shock that Baylor did what they did? No. Baylor, by all means, was, you know, depending on who you talk to, they were the number one or two team in the country all year. So it's not like Baylor just kind of sprung out of nowhere. They've been playing this kind of ball all year long, and they played their best ball when it counted, and that was in the national championship.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting because, look, there were two things we talked about this ad nauseum, right? Like, there were two things that Baylor had to do well, which was obviously defend the three ball, but they had to shoot the three ball well, and they did that extremely well in the final game. And that was kind of the season in a nutshell for Baylor, bro, when you really think about it. They probably could have gone undefeated themselves. Some weird scheduling things that happened to them throughout the year because of COVID. They had a couple of losses, right? One to Kansas, and I don't remember who the other one was to throughout the year. But at the end of the day, that you're right. These were two of the – they were the two best teams, man. And we got to see the two best teams play and duke it out. And you know what? Baylor, on that night, they were unbelievable. They were untouchable. Nobody would have been able to beat them that evening. So the things that Baylor had to do well to win the game, they did. The things that Gonzaga had to do well to win the game, they did not do. And for whatever reason it was, again, I think it's really, really difficult to go out and have your best performance after you lay it all out on the line one game before that. And again, all the credit in the world to Baylor, bro. I am taking nothing away from what they did. I just wish, in a weird way, that there was a couple more days between that, and maybe, just maybe, we would have had ourselves a great national championship game, not the game that we got. So, look.
Yeah.
Hey, college basketball, though, they did their job. They got it done. It was successful, right? And moving forward, I think I have a much more positive feeling about these things moving forward, Mike.
No, I do too. And you and I were begging the NCAA tournament to provide some inspiration, to provide some drama for people like you and me who are starting to question, man, like, sports, is it ever going to get back to normal? Are we ever going to feel that excitement for the game or the games, that, you know, depending on what you're talking about? And it did. And, you know, one thing I'll add to the national championship game is, you know, early on I could tell that Gonzaga just, they were just tired. A lot of their shots were falling short. When your shots fall short, you don't have your legs. And, you know, we've already talked about, you know, if they needed another day or two to in between the semifinal and the national championship, not having your legs against a team like Baylor, it just spelled disaster. And that's just what happened with Gonzaga.
Look, just so athletic, played extremely well together, passing the ball and just sharing it. In all honesty, bro, it was a beautiful thing to watch. Baylor just looked like a team that was on a mission. And quite frankly, bro, you know, I said to you, there were two storylines that we ran with all week when we were talking about, you know, the final game. And quite frankly, it was a beautiful thing to see Baylor knock off a team that was undefeated, right? And like I said, Baylor themselves, quite frankly, could have been undefeated. We may have had two undefeated teams in this game. Had that happened, that would have just been absolutely remarkable, right? But the truth is that they just played one hell of a game. They never let their foot off the gas. Like, this game really wasn't close. So at the end of the day, this was domination. This was one team really going out there and showing us that they deserve to be the national champions of college basketball, Mike.
No, absolutely. And, Andy, I talk about teams having dudes. Baylor has some dudes. They got some NBA-type talent on that team. They got guys that are tall, they're athletic. There's a couple of those guys, buddy, that I swear to God, they could probably play tight end for the Baylor Bear football team. Like, they have that kind of size, and they're thick. I'm sitting there watching that game going, Baylor has dudes. Gonzaga has a couple of dudes, but Baylor is full of dudes, and
yeah,
they
just
showed
loaded.
It on Monday.
Hey,
yeah, and they showed it the other night. Yeah.
One more thing I want to get in before we take the break. Roy Williams calling it quits at North Carolina. There's some interesting names that are out there, Hubert Davis, people like that. So I don't know where you're at, but just tell me what you're feeling about Roy stepping away from the game.
You know what, Roy, good old Roy, good old boy Roy, deserves any credit that he gets. Look, he's won 400 games at two different schools, at Kansas and North Carolina. He's coached numerous NBA guys. He's won titles. What else can you say besides the next stop for him is the Hall of Fame?
No doubt.
And I would say,
go ahead.
Do I like Roy?
Do you like some of the guys that are being mentioned, like a Hubert Davis, who was a former North Carolina guy, and do you think they stay in the family?
Personally, I do think they're going to stay in the family with the next hire, and I think it sounds like Hubert Davis is the guy that they're going to hire. So they're going to me, they're going to stay in house. Look, out here in the Pac-12, we got University of Arizona. You know, are they going to go after a former Wildcat? Are they going to go after a Gonzaga assistant? You know, so there's some good jobs out there to be had. But as far as North Carolina, I think they're going to stay in-house.
Yeah, I mean, it was about time that Arizona fired Sean Miller after 12 seasons, man. I don't know why this took so long in the first place. It's shocking to say the least, right? And how he was surviving the last couple of years, it's beyond fathom, man. It really is. I know the music's going. We got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back, like I said, on the other side with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk hockey because both of those are rocking and rolling. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145.
800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple of different ways, like I've always said. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Watch us, follow us, check us out on Facebook. Always have engaging posts there at the Dorf on Sports fan page. And then, obviously, Instagram, the real Dorf on Sports. Speaking of real, we're going down to Canada, Toronto, somewhere around there. And we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain, my friend. Obviously, we're starting to get into that time when NHL hockey gets a lot more interesting and intriguing. And you know what? Baseball is just getting underway, but we had our first no-no the other day, and I'm sure there's lots to talk about. So where do you want to start?
Well, I was thinking about starting with baseball, and you talked about no-nos, and it leads right into something that I thought was rather interesting, because Joe Musgrove threw a no-hitter for the San Diego Padres on, I believe it was Friday night in Texas, and you talk about comparisons. The Montreal Expos, now the Washington Nationals, and the San Diego Padres were born on the same day, played their first game on the same day in 1969. Bill Stoneman threw the Expos' first no-hitter on April the 17th, 1969, so 8 or 9 days into that season. It took another 8,206 games for the San Diego Padres to do the same thing. They were the last team in Major League Baseball to have a pitcher record a no-hitter. Took the Mets many, many years but before Santana threw one, but Musgrove in his first year with the Padres and a San Diego native had the honor of throwing that game. I believe he only faced 28 batters in the game, so a pretty impressive pitching performance, but it just shows you how two teams that you sort of always think of as comparisons and mirroring each other's images, born the same day, started playing the same year, how far apart can you get before they have their first no-hitter? I thought that was a rather interesting statistic, and I guess I date myself when I tell you this story, but I talk about the Bill Stoneman no-hitter, and I can vividly remember sitting at home listening to that game on the radio with Dave Van Horn, the Expos play-by-play guy in those days before he went to the Marlins, and the late Russ Taylor doing the color commentary work. And that game was from Connie Mack Stadium, and there's probably not too many people around now that still remember Connie Mack Stadium. It's been gone probably 50 years, but an interesting tidbit when you compare two teams that were expansion sisters.
You know, John, I'm not going to talk about the weather because I always know it's like a sore spot with you when we bring that up, but...
It's raining in 55 degrees, Mike, so it's a non-conversation.
So you have 90 and sunny once again, John. Yeah, I was going to say, John, you have what we call in the Northwest that liquid sunshine going. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But talk about, you know, man, DeGrom for the Mets. He strikes out 14, he gives up one run, and he still loses. Is this just a precursor of what happens if you're a Met fan or just part of the Mets? Because that was just a wasted opportunity for the Mets to get a win last night.
I don't think it's anything unusual, Mike. First of all, good morning. I don't think it's anything unusual for the Mets. I mean, we've seen DeGrom go out and pitch these kinds of gems before and lose games or leave a game with and get a no early when the team is behind and maybe get a no decision. It seems to be one of those things. I mean, the Mets in their glory years always had good pitching. You know, we go back to guys like, I won't say Nolan Ryan, because when he was with the Mets, he wasn't very spectacular. It was after he left the Mets that he became spectacular. But I go back to guys like Seaver and Kuzman and Matlack and in latter days, Santana. The Mets have always had at least one good pitcher. And, you know, to me, they're just wasting a guy like DeGrom. I think we kind of touched on this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about what a team like the Mets needed to do to compete this year. And they need to give this guy some backing. I mean, they need to give him some support. You can't throw a guy out there and expect him to give up one earned run every time he goes out. I mean, that has rarely, rarely happened in Major League history. I mean, Bob Gibson had a year where his ERA was 1.12. I mean, can you imagine going out every game to throw a game and realize that if you gave up two runs, your ERA was going to go up? But that's what Gibson faced in 1968. But the Cardinals gave him a lot of runs, so he had a pretty easy time of it. I think DeGrom is just snake bit, and I think part of it is just being a Met. And if you're a Mets fan, I bet you it's very frustrating to watch. We watched Dave Steeb take five or six attempts at a no-hitter until he finally got one. He took two or three into the ninth inning, one of which was even a perfect game until the ninth inning. So you do kind of feel like you're snake bit after a while. You have to think that the law of averages will catch up with him at some point, but this does seem to have been going on for a number of years, doesn't it?
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. And, you know, you just said something that made me think about something. And when you look around the league, I think right now the standings are extremely interesting. When you look at that American League East, and you have the Yankees, and you have the Blue Jays in the cellar, and the Boston Red Sox are back on top, we know that this is going to change. We all do. It's just a matter of time. The Central, the White Sox were supposed to be the cream of the crop. There's the Minnesota Twins once again. And again, I know it's extremely early. Lots can change. Lots can happen. Houston, they got out to a great start. Now they've kind of come back to the pack a little bit, but still on top. But look who's right there, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And we've been talking about them. Like, this is a make-or-break season for them. You keep going when you go to the National League. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves, I think we thought that they were going to be battling. The Mets, they're going to be in the mix too. We know that. The Nationals kind of thought that they might be able to rebound. And the Marlins, we weren't really thinking about them in the discussion at all. I think the Central is interesting because the Cincinnati Reds are crushing the ball right now, John. They're the amount of runs that they've had, I don't know what it was the other day. I feel like it was 55 through however many games that they played at that moment in time. But they're scoring runs like crazy. An interesting one with the D-backs the other day, by the way. But the Cardinals, the Brewers, the Cubs. Again, we've talked about this division, and when we talk about it on a daily basis, it could change almost every day. I got news for you. I don't think anything's changed with the National League Central. I think we're going to have that kind of thing all season long with four, maybe all five teams. You never know. And then the West, I think we're all somewhat on the same page that it's going to be the Dodgers and the Padres, but look at the Giants right now. Like, I don't know, man. But we know that the Diamondbacks, they're going to stink. We know that. They're 3-6 at this point. Rockies, 3-6. They're probably not going to be much of a formidable foe for either the Dodgers or the Padres. Maybe the Giants can hang around. But I think the standings are relatively interesting right now, John.
Well, they are, and you talk about that National League Central, and, you know, we've talked about this many times over the years, that depending on which day you pick up the newspaper, your team could be in first place, and 2 days later they could have lost two games and be in last place. Cincinnati's certainly putting up an awful lot of runs. Through their first eight games, they put up 66 runs and only given up 39. So they have a plus 27. We talked last week about the Astros having a very nice plus-minus rating. They're still at plus 23. So it seems that we've got balls flying out of the ballpark still and runs going on the board. I'm sort of wondering if pitching might be a bit of an issue here, and, you know, we can't lose track of the fact that every pitcher in Major League Baseball last year threw a significantly reduced number of innings. Anybody that was basically a minor league pitcher last year threw very little, and even a major league pitcher probably only got 10, 11, 12 starts, which is not an awful lot of starts when you consider that normally the horse on the staff gets between 30 and 32 starts. So if we're asking pitchers to all of a sudden pitch at the same level and the same number of innings as they've pitched in normal years after an off year last year, maybe we're asking a little bit too much of these pitchers, and maybe some of these pitchers are staying in too long. So maybe that's got something to do with the runs that are going on the board.
Good stuff, as always. John Poulter, Professor of Sports. I hear the music. Means we got to take a break. I do have one more question I want to ask you about baseball on the other side. So just kind of keep that in mind, and I will ask you on the other side about this. And just because it's about Ohtani, and I had an idea of what they should do with him, but I want to get your take on what they should do with him. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, years. People have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, my people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Helping us through is our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey, we talk baseball, and I do have a couple more things. If Mike does as well, that's great. Otherwise, we'll shift gears and we'll talk hockey. But I did, before the break, I said something about Ohtani, and where I'm going with this, John, I want to state it first, and then you're the baseball guy, so you let me know if I'm nuts or if I'm onto something here. I personally feel that you have to sooner or later decide what you want this guy to do for you. Do you want him to be your DH? Do you want him to pitch for you? What is he? You can't be a jack of all trades, I don't think. I think you have to be a master of something. And quite frankly, with how things have happened for this guy, where he's already had the Tommy John surgery, I know how his bat can help things out. He's hitting right around 300, has 3 home runs, 8 RBI. But how do you think they can best use this guy? And what is the right way to use Ohtani? Should they be trying to start him 15 to 20 times or use him in the pitching rotation 15 to 20 times a year? Or should he master something, John?
Well, it's interesting that you bring it up because that same thought has gone through my mind the last few days because, of course, on last Thursday night, the Angels started a 4-game series with the Toronto Blue Jays, which, of course, is a game that I tend to tune into periodically to see how the Blue Jays are doing. And Ohtani is such a unique individual, and, you know, is he going to be a great pitcher or is he going to be a great hitter? I agree with you. I don't think he could be great at both. And it's way, way, way too early to be making comparisons with Babe Ruth. But, I mean, it's the same situation when you think about it 100 and some years later. My personal feeling, you know, given the surgery that he's had, the fact that when he was in Japan, he pitched once a week, which was sort of the routine that he got into over there. The Angels have tried to maintain that when they've had him in the rotation here. Personally, I think that's disruptive to the rest of the pitching staff, specifically the other 4 guys in the starting rotation or the 5 guys in the starting rotation in this case because they're pitching him once a week. I'd like to see them make him a hitter. You know, if he gets hurt again pitching, which is always a possibility, I mean, the average pitcher gets hurt fairly regularly, and anybody that's got a history of being hurt is even more susceptible to history. You're then taking a big bat out of the lineup, because if a guy's got an injury where he can't pitch, there's a pretty good chance he can't hit either. So he's hitting 294. He's already had arm surgery. To me, I think it's time to make a decision on him. If I was the Angels management, I'd be putting him in the DH spot and letting him go and letting him run him out there 6 or 7 times a week and see what he can do for you. You know, when you look at his pitching stats over 3 years, I think he's been in 12 or 13 games over that spell. So it's a very small sample size to see whether this guy's a great pitcher. I think he's shown so far he's a better hitter than he is a pitcher, certainly at the major league level.
Interesting. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I was just going to look. We're trying to figure out what we should do with these players in the NHL with the trade deadline coming up very soon. There's GMs, there's coaches. Man, what do we do with this guy? Do we ship this guy out? Do we make a trade? John, just tell me some of the trades that you would like to see. If you were the GM, the coach, you know, what trades would you like to see out there?
Well, there was a trade as well, John. So bring us up to speed.
Yeah, maybe we can touch on that one first, because this to me is great managing on the part of Steve Yzerman, the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. Columbus Blue Jackets have had a free agent defenseman by the name of David Savard. Much sought after defenseman, making $4 million and change a year, unrestricted free agent at the end of this season. Tampa Bay Lightning had interest in him, but they're very close to the cap, so they couldn't afford to take him on at the salary. So they got together with Columbus and Detroit. They worked out a little three-way deal, and it's kind of circumventing the cap rules, in my opinion. They certainly took advantage of the rules. There's nothing illegal, but it just shows you that there's gaps in this process that need to be fixed. In essence, Columbus traded Savard to Detroit, which is a non-contender. Columbus kept 50% of his salary, and a minor league player went from Detroit to Columbus. So it wasn't a hockey trade. It was clearly a dollars and cents trade. Then the Red Wings immediately shipped Savard to Tampa Bay, which is where Steve Yzerman worked for many, many years and has a great relationship with current GM in Tampa, Julien Brisebois. And then that was for a fourth-round pick. So Detroit retained half of the salary. So at the end of the day, Tampa Bay, a team very tight against the cap, gets a top defenseman, probably the best free agent defenseman available this year, for 25% of his salary hit. Now, they gave up a fair bit because they gave up not only the fourth-round pick to Detroit, but they gave up a first and a third to Columbus to get Lashoff, who was the player that was originally traded from Detroit to Columbus in the original Savard deal 10 minutes before. So at the end of the day, the Red Wings get a draft pick for eating 25% of the salary. The Tampa Bay Lightning get a top defenseman for 25 cents on the dollar for the balance of the season. They pay dearly for it. And Columbus gets two nice draft picks for a guy that they probably weren't going to be able to re-sign at the end of the year. So I think that's the kind of deal that we're going to see over the next few days, because as I mentioned last week, I don't think teams are interested right now in trading for players with big contracts that have term left on them beyond this year, because the salary cap isn't going up for the 21-22 season. So general managers have to be extremely careful about the salary that they commit to for next year, because some of their own existing expiring contracts are going to be needed to be looked after. And I think that Tampa Bay has done a wonderful job here in managing the salary cap rules and getting themselves a top-flight defenseman at 25 cents on the dollar. And that sends out a real signal to me, to the rest of the teams that are in contention, that they have some work to do. And I think we're going to see a couple more deals, maybe not of this complexity and maybe not of this star caliber, but we're going to see some similar type deals, I think, in the next 24 hours.
John, this is an interesting one to me, and I'm obviously going to bring it back home here to Arizona with the Coyotes, and they've been playing better. They've gotten themselves in the mix. I think they're hanging on to that eighth spot right now, but something that is shocking and surprising to me, Darcy Kuemper has been mentioned in maybe a proposal, some trades for the Coyotes, and obviously we know how good he is in the Nets. I know he could help a playoff-bound team that is trying to raise and hoist the Stanley Cup, but that would probably kill the Coyotes' chances as well, if you ask me. So is there something to this, or is this just a bunch of smoke and there's nothing after it?
Interesting question. My guess, Andy, would be that there is some smoke there, and my guess is that if the Coyotes got the right deal, they would make the deal, because Kuemper has a lot of experience. He is proven to be a good, solid goaltender. He could help a contender tremendously, either as the number one guy or as a very strong number two guy, just to have on hand in case your number one guy got hurt. I don't see the Coyotes making the deal unless they get a quality goaltender back, maybe somebody a little bit younger that's currently a backup somewhere that isn't playing as much as he would like, somebody that the Coyotes can look to long-term as a core player more so than they can Kuemper. Depending on who that individual is that they get back, yeah, it could or could not break the season for the Coyotes. And, you know, they're in that very tight race right now. And if you look at the Western Division right now, Colorado, Vegas, and Minnesota, I think we would probably all agree that have already punched their tickets to the playoffs. I mean, 58, 54, and 51 points respectively. Then there's that huge drop off to the Blues with 44, the Coyotes with 40, and then San Jose sort of making some noise at 40 points. So let's look at this realistically. We're probably looking at Arizona and St. Louis battling to the end of the season for that fourth playoff spot. And if you don't have a good goaltender, you're going to have a problem. So I think the Coyotes would entertain offers for him. I don't think they would be actively shopping him. But if somebody came along and offered them a really good deal, I think they would take it on the proviso that a good goaltender came back in the deal. That's just the way that I would look at it. The general manager may look at it totally differently, but that would be my thinking from a common sense standpoint.
No, makes a lot of sense. Okay, so how many games are actually left in the regular season? Because it's going to differ a little bit for each team because of the COVID protocols and things that have happened. So how many games are actually left in the season, John?
Well, it's a 56-game season, and the teams that have not missed any games have played about 40 or 41, so they'd all have about 15 games. Then you've got three teams that have been hit rather badly by COVID and or schedules being made, what's the word I'm looking for here, adjusted, I guess is the best word. Boston's only played 38 games. Montreal's only played 38. Vancouver's only played 37. So these are teams that have some makeup games to play, Vancouver being the most serious. I read on Sunday morning that they are expected to start play again on the 16th, which I believe is Friday. So they will have some makeup games to play. Whether they will make all of those games up or whether they'll have to go on some kind of a percentage basis, I'm not sure what the ruling is. I'm sure the NHL has something in mind because this was obviously a potential problem when they started the season. But, you know, depending on the team, you've got anywhere from 15 to 19 games left, which on a 56-game schedule is still 25% of your schedule. So you can't afford to let these games slip away. And, you know, as we've mentioned many times, the games this year, they're all four-pointers because every time you play somebody, it's somebody from your own division. Every time you win, you're gaining on three or four teams in your own division. So I think it's going to be important that these teams do get these games in. And, you know, every division is kind of interesting that the top three teams have sort of created that little bit of a pocket between themselves and the rest of the division. In every division, there's quite a drop-off between the third and fourth place teams. So in all of those four divisions, we've got two or three teams essentially fighting for the fourth spot, which is the last playoff spot in each division. So nobody can afford to go to sleep, I guess, is the bottom line.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to hit on. One more final thing for you, and appreciate you taking time out with us. It's always fantastic to talk to you about the sports world. I in a weird way, has the lack of games, you know, when it's instead of 82 and it's down to 56, has it put a little bit more of a premium on winning? Because obviously it has, like you just said, you can't quit. It's like it's a sprint, not a marathon in this case, kind of.
Yeah, it's a different season. You know, I mean, you can't sit. We saw this in baseball last year. We've always talked about a 162-game baseball season as being a marathon, and last year was a sprint because it was 60. It was totally different. That's what we're seeing in hockey this year. And we're seeing the same thing in hockey as we saw in baseball in terms of the schedule. We're seeing teams playing only within their own division. And we all know that in a baseball season, when you get down to that last week or 10 days, and you've got four of the five teams in each division playing against each other, it makes those pennant races very interesting. That's what we've got in hockey this year. Every time you go out there, you have to beat somebody because you don't want to lose any ground to the rest of your division, and you can't count on the other conference taking the points for you. So I think I kind of like it, quite frankly, from a Canadian standpoint. I love the fact that we're seeing all the Canadian teams two and three times in a week. I think it's a great way to do it. I'd like to see it last long-term, but obviously it's not going to.
Hey, great stuff as always, John. Appreciate you. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down MLB baseball and breaking down NHL hockey, doing it like nobody else does. We love it. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, people, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and if you missed it, we just got done talking with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We talk hockey, we talk baseball with him, he breaks it down like nobody's business, and that's why we've got him here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike, anything you need to get off your chest before we get out of this hour, brother?
No, I don't really have too much. It's just I'm excited to talk about the Masters and possibly who's going to pull through in the end. I'm happy to see Hideki Matsuyama at the top of the leaderboard. But let's talk to the Masters when we get back, man.
You know, it's been an interesting 4 days, obviously. You know, it always is on the golf course. And the things we saw Justin Rose do in round number two when he goes 9 birdies in the last 11 holes, and then what Hideki was able to do in round three, man, you're right. It's unbelievable. And quite frankly, bro, I'm not trying to say this golf course is easy, because we know it isn't. But there are definitely some holes that you can get some low numbers on. And more than not, man, it's those par fives where you can walk away with 2 eagles, because we know how far these guys hit the ball and they can get on in 2. So I think Amen Corner will be very interesting to see how people handle that. And you know what? If it gets a little tight, Mike, toward the end, it'll be interesting to see if Hideki continues to just be so calm, cool, and collected. I don't know if you happen to see the interview with Jim Nance and then him and his interpreter the other day as they were sitting in the clubhouse. That's tough stuff, man. I'm sorry, but those interviews are always really, really interesting to me because it seems very, very difficult to do those. So kudos to Jim Nance for making it possible. I hear the music, brother, so we'll take that pause for the cause. We'll continue to rap about the sports world on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rioters in Portland, Oregon allegedly set fire to a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building late Saturday night. Police and protesters facing off outside the building near the Willamette Riverfront. Federal agents reportedly using pepper balls in an attempt to disperse the crowd. As the crisis continues at our U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the difference between working with the Biden administration and the Trump administration.
There are multiple differences between what happened in the Trump administration and what is happening now. First, the Trump administration remained in constant communication with me and with my office and let us know what was going on. Second, I saw reports about exactly what you're talking about and saw that those reports were filed with federal agencies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided healthcare for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your healthcare options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Michigan, one of the states seeing a surge in coronavirus cases, the state reporting nearly 7,000 new cases on Saturday as hospitalizations increase and some health providers in Michigan are delaying non-emergency procedures on a case-by-case basis. Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer pleading for high schools to go back to online only and for people to not eat inside restaurants.
To be very clear, these are not orders, mandates, or requirements. A year in, we all know what works, and this has to be a team effort. We have to do this together.
Michigan has been one of the states with the most stringent lockdowns. The Washington Post reporting John Kerry is heading to China next week to look for ways to tackle climate change. Kerry, who serves as a U.S. climate envoy, will meet with Chinese officials in Shanghai. Kerry's reported visit to China would be the first official trip there by an official from the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse, much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago, no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates. And in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
A historic flight of the first Mars helicopter set to take place today. The Ingenuity helicopter will make the first powered control flight on another planet Sunday night. NASA saying the mini chopper will launch into a hovering modality for around 30 seconds at 10 feet in the air. Inequity will take off around 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, Masters, brother. And the thing I'm taking away more so than anything, Mike, is the people that aren't there that are top players in the world, like Dustin Johnson, maybe not a top player anymore, and Sergio Garcia, but Brooks Koepka sure is, Lee Westwood, Rory McIlroy, Patrick Cantlay, man oh man, the list goes on, brother, but wow, Masters, I love it, bro, how about you?
No, I absolutely love it. Masters was always a big tournament in my family, especially with my dad. I mean, he saw the last Jack Nicklaus championship, so the Masters has always been a big thing to me.
Yeah, and Rory McIlroy really struggling, and it all happened and started when he tried to hit the ball as far as Bryson DeChambeau, and his swing is atrocious at this moment in time. We got to take a break. We'll break that down along with a lot of other things in the sports world. He's Mike. I'm Andy. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The
time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you hire someone, you should actually expect a temporary increase in your workload instead of immediately being able to offload responsibilities and have the free time you dream of. That's because even if you make the smartest hires in the world, they're not going to understand and acclimate to your business right away. They're going to need time to learn the ins and outs and to understand your expectations. So be sure to allow the time it will take to train them well, and then you will get that break you deserve. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we come back to you, wee hours of the night. We start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and bring it all back to you people. Mike, you know, we were talking Masters or just mentioning it, obviously, in the Open. And I don't know what your thoughts are about this Will Zalatoris kid, but I'll tell you what, brother. He looks to me like a guy that could potentially be playing in final groups lots and lots as his career continues. Leishman, I really thought he was pretty steady. Justin Rose, even though he, you know, had his bumps and bruises throughout, obviously 9 of 11, the last birdied the last 9 of 11 holes on Friday, really, really took that golf course to its knees. Xander, seeing him there, a lot of Americans, brother. Jordan Spieth, you know, after winning a week ago, a lot of times that's great and a lot of times that's not so great. He is in the mix, so a lot of them. Tony Finau, we talked about him a little bit, maybe having an opportunity. So very cool seeing a lot of these Americans on the leaderboard. And then obviously Hideki just with an unbelievable performance in that third round.
Yeah, Hideki just really stood out after the weather delay and how he came back and how he performed. So that was nice to see. It doesn't surprise me with Hideki. Hideki is traditionally, to me, Dorf, just been just a pillar of just consistency, steadiness. He doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. He's just there, and he knows how to play the game. And you're right with Zalatoris. He's going to be one of those guys that is going to be challenging for majors. He's going to be challenging for wins. He's performed great this week. Justin Rose, what can you say about him? I mean, he's been doing this for so long, and he's just a professional. He knows that, you know, if things kind of go south a little bit or they go well, that there's a chance that it could go the opposite way, and he's just kind of been that steady guy this week at 7-under. It's always good to see Jordan Spieth back on the leaderboard. You know, he's a guy that came on the scene pretty hard. I believe he's won a U.S. Open, so he's done this before. He's been on leaderboards before, but in the last 3 or 4 years, he's really struggled. I think he's retooled his swing a little bit as well. So it's good to see Jordan back up on the leaderboard. And Tony Finau, yeah, I mean, look, he's busy taking FaceTime calls from Tom Brady during the weather delay yesterday. So, you know, he has friends in high places, but look, at 3-under, he's played well. And, you know, I just hats off to anybody that can shoot under par at Augusta. I mean, it is a tough course. It is a major. So, you know, at the end of the day, all these guys have played well, and they deserve to be where they're at.
And then let's talk about some of these guys that didn't make the cut, like a Brooks Koepka, obviously coming back from an injury. And then you have Rory McIlroy, who didn't make the cut as well. And his swing has been a disaster, brother, ever since he tried hitting the ball as far as Bryson DeChambeau. And he's even alluded to it himself, that he needs to kind of reinvent himself a little bit. So Dustin Johnson not making it. I mean, Lee Westwood not making it. Cooch, not that Cooch would have had a big showing, but you know, these are some names that obviously have done some things throughout the years, and especially at Augusta at the Masters. So speak a little bit about, you know, the disappointment about Dustin Johnson, maybe the disappointment about Brooks Koepka, maybe the big disappointment about Rory McIlroy.
Well, look, to me it's all disappointing. Like, look, we like to see, we're sports fans, Andy, you and I mean, just plain and simple, and we like to see the best perform at the highest level. And, you know, the guys that you're talking about, you know, DJ, Justin Johnson, you know, Koepka, Rory, they didn't do it this week. And you and I both play golf, and we've played a lot of golf in our time on the planet. Golf is a very humbling sport. You can play two holes well back to back, and the next two holes, it's like, you know, have you ever picked up a club, kind of deal. So, at the professional level, it's one of those things where, yeah, it's still going to be humbling. It's still going to be, you know, you got to put your ego in check a little bit, or a lot, especially during a major. And look, Koepka's coming back from injury. DJ, I don't know what was wrong with DJ this week, and certainly Rory has to get back in the, he has to redo something, because his swing, like you said earlier, is just atrocious. I don't think he has confidence in his swing at all, and we know just how important that thing between your ears is when you're playing the PGA Tour.
Yeah, mental toughness, bro. Obviously, it's extremely important. I don't know if you knew this, but Hideki Matsuyama, he also was the low amateur 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, in 2011. So this guy has had success on this golf course before. So ultimately, I love his demeanor, but I also love the demeanor of Will Zalatoris. And you know what? Maybe it's different when things aren't going so well, but quite frankly, I really, really like that kid a lot. I think he's going to be a fun one to watch for many, many years. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But Harmon, he played pretty well. I was watching him a little bit. Harris English, he's fun to watch. Dude, there's so many guys on this tour that could wind up walking away and winning. I don't remember who it was, but one of the guys, he broke, kind of bent his putter the other day, and then he wound up having to use his 5-wood to putt things in. And what was interesting about it was is that on this particular hole, he actually made a par without a putter, whereas the other two players he was playing with had their putter, and they wound up making a bogey. So, look, it's all about keeping your emotions in check. We know that in sports in general, bro. It is extremely important to keep your head clear and your mind focused on what you're doing, and it's also important to have the right equipment. So I think this was a good lesson to be learned by people that are watching. You can get frustrated, but don't take it out on your clubs, because then you might have to pursue the rest of your round without the right equipment. So, and not everybody's as good as professionals at hitting their 5-wood on a green. Honestly, yeah. Dude, the stroke looked just like a putter, but ultimately we know he would rather be doing it with the flat stick, right?
Oh, absolutely. He'd rather be doing it with the flat stick. And you're exactly right. I mean, it is a lesson in how golf can be frustrating, how golf can challenge you mentally, you know, almost every shot, especially at a major like the Masters. And that you got to keep your cool. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. You got to play the course. And you got to be thinking out there. And when you lose your cool, you know, and especially with any club in your hand and you bend it, you break it, you throw it, you know, whatever it may be, golf is, you know, the golf gods are going to look fairly, you know, they're not going to look good on that. And, you know, it's just one of those things that happens, and it happens to everybody.
By the way, I think the player, it was Siwoo Kim, if I'm not mistaken, was the guy that kind of lost it mentally and then obviously went out there and kind of performed with his 5-wood anyway. So, look, again, this game is extremely difficult, and that's why there's so many different winners week in and week out, if you ask me, on the PGA Tour in general, Mike, because at the end of the day, I really – we've talked about this, like what's more difficult to win, a tennis tournament or a golf tournament? And I think they're very similar in a lot of respects. And I think they're very different in a lot of respects. You know, you're walking a golf course, somebody's carrying your clubs, but you still have to be able to walk up and down and this and that and the other. And, you know, you're swinging the golf club 60, 70 some odd times usually, right? So that takes its toll on your body. And then you have a tennis match and you're trying to win a tournament where you got to win 6 matches or 7 matches. That's physically grueling as well. Basically, what I'm trying to say, bro, in a nutshell, is I think both of these things are extremely difficult to do. I don't know which one's more difficult. So maybe that's a poll question we need to put out there, Mike Wilson.
I think you hit the nail on the head, and I will be efforting that as we go out through the day.
That's a good idea, man. I'm glad I thought of that just on the spot. But, yeah. Masters, it's a beautiful thing. We gotta take a break. I know I hear the music, so we'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Maybe we'll get into some NBA basketball, as we had the Lakers and Nets the other day, but wasn't much of a game. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's rap about the sports world. Masters, NBA, college, football, you name it. We've got you covered. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, let's jump into some NBA hoops. And, you know, not much of a game the other night with the Lakers and the Nets as potentially building up to a NBA final matchup. And quite frankly, dude, I think you and I will be on the same page here. It's all going to come down to who's healthy at the end of the day, because I don't even know who the heck some of those players were that they were throwing out there. I don't know who the Bucks are throwing out there right now. They had all five starters not playing the other day. Look, I've said it to you before. I'm not a huge fan of the way that things are done these days with the analytics and guys taking nights off and this and that and the other. We know MJ never did that. We know Chuck never did that. We know Magic never did that. We know Larry never did that. But you know what? It doesn't matter. We're in a new day and age, and we're in a new era. And quite frankly, that's the way they do things these days. So you know what? If you buy tickets because now you can go to these games here and there, I would proceed with caution, people, because you may not get to see the people that you actually want to see when you go and purchase those tickets. So therefore, I kind of feel bad for some of you people that are going to watch the Los Angeles Lakers and you're not seeing the Los Angeles Lakers. You're seeing some guys that are playing in place of LeBron, AD, and things along those lines. But Mike, truth be told, I think the Milwaukee Bucks are onto something with what they're doing, because over the past couple of years, they've had the best record. It hasn't mattered much when it comes to the postseason. So with that being said, I'm okay with them being extremely healthy and ready to go for the postseason. Doesn't mean that they're going to get it done, but if you're not going to put as much stock in the regular season, you better be ready to play the postseason, right?
Oh, yeah, you better be ready. It's all about the postseason, and I think the Bucks have kind of learned a little bit of a lesson in terms of that. you know, that having the best record doesn't necessarily mean that it's just going to be, you know, a walk to the finals. You still have to perform in the postseason, and we'll see how they do this year in terms of that. If it's not Boston, not my team getting to the finals, I'm rooting for your team to get to the finals, because I can't root for Philly. I can't root for Brooklyn. I just can't do it. So, you know, your Bucks are the team that I kind of lean on. But it's going to be interesting to see how Philly reacts to, you know, if they get out of the East in terms of having the best record and having home court and all that kind of stuff. How they react to being the hunted and being the number one seed, even with Doc Rivers there. I mean, I'm sure Doc will talk up, hey, you still got to perform. We still have to be that number one team. And so we'll see what happens. But my eyes are kind of on Philly and how they react to being kind of the hunted in the East.
Yeah, I mean, and then on the Western Conference side, I don't know if you happened to see the game the other night with the Suns and the Clippers. It got a little heated. They played the Jazz the other day as well. What a great game that was. Absolutely fantastic. I'm just wondering whether or not this is all regular season success for not only the Suns, but also the Jazz. And I really, really question whether either one of these teams will be able to beat a healthy Clippers team, a healthy Denver team, or a healthy Laker team, to be quite honest with you. And I think it's going to be fun to watch the postseason. Don't get me wrong. But I just don't know if they have enough to beat teams like that when push comes to shove. Where are you on this?
You're talking about the Jazz, you're talking about the Suns.
Talking about both of them, whether they could beat the Clippers, the Denver Nuggets, or the Lakers when push really comes to shove.
Right. I think Utah can. I mean, they've kind of shown it all year, but once again, Utah kind of has that Milwaukee thing. They've been playing well all regular season. We don't know what that equates for them in the West. You know, the West has, to us, I think I can speak for you as well, the better teams in the National Basketball Association. So we'll see with the Jazz. I think the Suns are maybe still a year away from actually doing some kind of damage. I mean, I know they're the number two seed. I know they're the hometown team for us here in Arizona, but they haven't been in this position for so long, and their players are so young. So we don't know exactly what we got with the Suns, even though Chris Paul is the leader of that team and can provide some veteran leadership. He's still surrounded by kids that just haven't done anything yet. So I have better faith in Utah doing some damage in the playoffs and challenging the Clips, challenging the Lakers, you know, the Nuggets, you know, whoever else that comes along, than I do in the Suns.
No, I'm right there with you. The one thing that the Suns do have going for them, though, they are the best road team in the NBA, which to me is somewhat shocking and surprising, but they play well away from home. Not that they play poorly at home. They've got the second best record in all of the NBA at this moment in time. And again, Utah, Phoenix playing extremely well during the regular season. We'll see what that means come postseason time and whether or not they have the firepower to beat a Laker team, a Clipper team, or a Denver Nugget team. That I like the improvements they made at the trade deadline too, and I don't think they've lost since the trade deadline either. So Denver definitely picking up steam and playing better. The one team that we're leaving out that I do think could do some great things if things work out right for them and Porzingis is healthy, and that's obviously the Dallas Mavericks. With him on the floor, bro, they are a much better team. He and Luka definitely have a great chemistry that they're building with each other. Dallas, to me, is that team that may be able to wreak some havoc because we know how good Luka is and how well he plays under pressure. He raises the level of everybody else, and you know, you can make an argument that last season in the postseason – Maybe he was the MVP for the Dallas Mavericks and maybe even everybody. And we know that they fell a little bit short to the Clippers, but they played extremely well. And I don't think anybody thought they'd be in that position. So Dallas, to me, is a team to keep an eye on.
No, Dallas is exactly the team you want to keep an eye on for that reason of that chemistry with Luka and Porzingis. You know, anytime your point guard is what, 6'8", you know, whatever Luka is, and then Porzingis is a what, 7'3", 7'4", shooting forward that can hit threes, that can take it to the rim, that can play some defense. Dallas would scare me if I saw them coming down the pipe, you know, and if we were, you know, matching things up in the West, first round would be Phoenix and Dallas. How entertaining would that be?
It'd be fantastic.
That would be fun. That would be fun to watch, wouldn't it?
Denver and LA right now in the first round matchup there too, right? You got the Lakers in the five spot and Denver in the four spot. 3-6, Clippers and Portland. No, I mean, ultimately the only matchup that isn't great right now, at least on paper, would be the Jazz playing the Grizzlies. Otherwise, every one of those matchups, I agree with you, they're stellar and they could all go anywhere between 5 and 7 games, if you ask me. So, you know, again, I think health is going to be paramount on both sides, right? But the Western Conference, I do think, is going to be a little bit more challenging. You know, when you think about the matchups right now in the East, Philly playing New York. New York has been better, but you would think that Philly would be able to handle them. I think the interesting one might be Boston playing Brooklyn. Dude, I'm sorry, but, you know, we're down on Boston, but Boston is very capable. They got a really good trio, which, by the way, Tatum scoring 53 the other night put himself in some select company with Bird and McHale. So, look, don't count your Celtics out. Again, I think they're one of those teams kind of like the Bucks. I don't think they necessarily need to have that regular season success. They're built for postseason success, if you ask me.
No, they are, but you would like to see them building momentum going, you know, towards the playoffs and late in the season. And look, they're 6-4 in their last 10. They've won 2 in a row. Yeah, like, you know, Jason Tatum, you know, had 53 the other night. He had a great game. But that's not how Boston wins. Boston wins by that ball movement. They win by everybody contributing, playing defense, and so far this year it's been kind of rough.
Hey, and by the way, how cool would this be right now? Milwaukee in the 3-hole, Miami in the 6-spot, a rematch and maybe some redemption potentially. So, yeah, bro, I love it. Playoff basketball is coming sooner than later. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to continue rapping about the sports world. Maybe we'll get into some NFL stuff. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, it just keeps getting worse and worse as the days go by. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, which, by the way, always live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we come back, wee hours of the night, 10 p.m. We'll get you rocking and rolling throughout your day, night, whatever it is for you, who the heck knows, but obviously love your thoughts and your opinions. Can either do that at 1-800-878-7529, or you can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, and speaking of real, we keep getting closer and closer to the NFL draft, and we obviously have more and more news coming out about Deshaun Watson. Again, man, I don't think this ends very well for him. I don't, at this point in time, dude, I'm just going to go out on a limb. I don't know if he's ever going to play in the NFL again. And we're talking about a guy that potentially could be a top five quarterback in the league. But with all of the things that are coming out, this becomes more and more difficult to just shove under the rug and move on. So, with that being said, what's going on in your mind with the Deshaun Watson situation?
Oh, I fully believe Watson's going to play this upcoming year. I think they're going to let the process play out. You know, now you got the women that are suing Watson. They've been ordered to disclose their names, and so now we're going to have names that go with the women that are making these accusations. So that's going to turn the drama up, you know, from a scale of 1 to 10, it's going to turn up to a 35, because now we're going to have the names of these women. I think that we've been talking about this for, I don't know what, 3 weeks or a month, you know, whatever it's been. And I think you and I both agree, and I think we're both on the same page, where there's a lot of smoke, there's going to be a lot of flame. And right now that flame is white hot on Watson. I do believe that this upcoming season he's going to play, but beyond that, I'm not willing to go out on a limb and say he's going to be back, you know, for the 2022 season or the 2021 or 2022 season, if I'm doing the math right, with his team.
Look, again, allegations, there's no concrete evidence at this point, but I don't know about you, bro, but I'm just going to ask you a quick question. How many massage therapists do you have, Mike Wilson?
I have none. You know, on the salary that you and I have, we can't afford massage therapists, and even if we could, we're not going to have more than one, or if it was me, I probably wouldn't even have any.
because I'm that cheap.
The point is, obviously, this guy has 22 different massage therapists. Okay, so I'm sorry, but there's something very alarming to me about this. Again, I am a guy that's very fair. I give people the benefit of the doubt. And I don't think that at this point we can say one way or the other what it is about Deshaun Watson. But I'm just going to say that I think 22 massage therapists is ridiculous. And most people, if they do have a massage therapist, Mike, they have one. They might have two, okay? Because they really like the way that this person works on their body. So with that being said, take what you want from a guy having 22 different massage therapists and take the ability that you have to choose your own adventure, okay? I don't know what to say to people. I don't know what the truth is, because at this point in time, we don't know. But 22 massage therapists to me is extremely alarming, and there's something very weird and strange about that. That's all I can say.
That's all I can say as well. I mean, 22, I mean, it seems a bit of overkill to keep your body loose and limber and ready to go for training and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, look, we have what we, you know, we have some fire, we have some smoke. How this plays out, I mean, it's all going to come down to the lawyers and what they can prove and what they can't. So at the end of the day, it's all speculation, but we just have to let it play out.
I agree. And Scott obviously throwing things at me as well, saying that's not evidence. And I agree, it's not evidence, but it kind of is evidence at the same time. So, look, we can debate this till we're all blue in the face, and we can argue as to what we should or shouldn't be saying. But at the end of the day, again, 22 massage therapists, y'all can choose your own adventure. Go whatever way you want with it. I have my thoughts, and you can have yours. And we can agree to disagree on what this may mean for the future of Deshaun Watson. I'm cool with that. All right, man, let's talk some draft now. So many different rumors as to, like, who the top quarterbacks will be, how many quarterbacks are going early in this draft. What do you think, man? If you're a general manager, what are you doing with some of these top picks, Mike?
Well, look, I mean, Trevor Lawrence goes number one. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Jacksonville doesn't have to think at all who they're taking at the top of the draft. Then it becomes, you know, we have the Jets, you know, and they're rumored to really like Zach Wilson, or do you take Justin Fields from Ohio State? You know, if it's me, I'm taking Justin Fields. If I'm the Jets, he plays the quarterback position the way it's kind of going in the NFL. He can throw it. I mean, he can make all the throws, but the one thing he does, he can run around in the backfield, and he can extend plays. Zach Wilson can do that as well, but the thing that Justin Fields, how he separates himself from Zach is simply this. He's played against top-flight competition. We know that when the chips are down or he's in a tough spot, Fields can rely on that experience that he's had playing against the Clemsons or the Alabamas or the Michigans or, you know, whoever they've played. Zach Wilson, you know, Coastal Carolina, you know, Little Sisters of the Poor Church, you know, kind of thing at BYU. So there's going to be some nitpicking, and I know nitpicking goes into drafting these kids. But if it was me, I'm taking Justin Fields as the second quarterback off the board, man.
Hey, speaking of, you know, just what you said there, I'm kind of surprised and shocked that everyone is so high on Chase, the wide receiver from LSU, and then there's right. Devontae Smith, who we all saw play in the national championship game, and if he didn't hurt himself with that finger, I don't know, the guy might have had 400 yards on his own or something along those lines. So what am I missing here, bro? Tell me why Chase is better than Smith.
I'm not going to tell you that Chase is better than Smith. Smith, he's the Heisman Trophy winner. And what you said he did in the national championship game, yeah, if he doesn't break his finger or whatever, yeah, he probably has 350, 400 yards receiving because Alabama was just that dang good on offense this year. I think some of this is just, and this is going to sound very simplistic, Andy, but to me, it's the size that Smith is. Like, he's a skinny guy. Like, this guy needs to eat a burger or two or something because he turns sideways, you can't see the guy. And Ja'Marr Chase has a little bit more, he's a little bit more thickness to him. But I think for me, it's just personal preference. And I think Devontae is probably the best receiver in the group. And then Chase is, but I mean, we're talking splitting hairs here in terms of what you see. All I got to do is go to the tape and watch what Devontae did this year. And he just scorched people. And yeah, did he play for Alabama? Did he have a great quarterback? Did he have a great offensive line? Yeah, he had all that, but that's not his fault. That's just where he played. And that's when you play for Alabama, you're going to play with some of the best athletes and football players in the country. So I don't know where this nitpicking comes from in terms of when you talk about Chase and you talk about Devontae. But I think it's really flip a coin, 1A, 1B, what do you want, what do you see, what do you prefer kind of thing.
All right, so it finally happened. Sam Darnold was moved. He's now a Carolina Panther. Does this rejuvenate him? Does this kickstart his career? What say you?
Well, you would think, I mean, we talked about this almost ad nauseum, you know, with Darnold and him, you know, maybe a change in scenery does him good. Maybe turning around and handing the ball off to Christian McCaffrey or throwing to McCaffrey, you know, for a screen pass or across the middle is going to help him. I still think Darnold can play the game. I don't think Darnold is some kind of Ryan Leaf or some kind of huge bust. I just think he was in a bad situation in New York where he had no help. He had an offensive line that was leaky at best. So, you know, you get down to Carolina, and maybe you learn some stuff from Teddy Bridgewater. And here's another question. What's Teddy Bridgewater thinking, you know, in terms of what's going through his mind? Does it seem like Teddy just doesn't get a fair break? I mean, you know, wherever he goes or someone else that comes in or the club brings someone else in. And it's not that Bridgewater's some scrub. He's not some scrub at all. The guy can play. He's proven that he can play in the league, but he continually kind of gets, I don't know, overlooks or second guessed in some way. And so maybe, you know what, if this motivates Darnold, you bet your bottom dollar this probably motivates Teddy to perform and just kind of non-verbally tell Darnold, hey, look, I'm still the guy here, and I'm still going to continue to be the guy.
I agree. And speaking of the guy, Malcolm Butler coming to the Arizona Cardinals. I think this is important. Obviously, will help that secondary big time. He has, obviously, Super Bowl experience and Super Bowl success, especially at State Farm Stadium. So how does this help the back end? How does this help the Arizona Cardinals?
Well, it certainly helps the back end. I mean, you put a guy like Malcolm Butler, like you said, he has Super Bowl experience. He has Super Bowl winning experience. So, you know, you can never be too good on defense, right? Especially in the back end. And look, when the Cardinals have spent some money, they've kind of gone out and got some guys. And this is something that's, to me, it's not really the Cardinal way that they've kind of operated since I've lived in the Valley of the Sun. So maybe they're just saying, you know what, push all the chips in the middle of the table. We're all in. Here we go. We're going to get J.J. Watt. Now we got Malcolm Butler. You know, so we're all in. We're going to win now.
J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, Malcolm Butler, among some of the free agents that will instantly make those Arizona Cardinals a better team. And what I also think they need to do, which they haven't done much of, they have not made much use out of this position, which is the tight end. Obviously, they get burned on the other side by teams with their tight ends. I think it would be huge if Kingsbury can figure out a way to get a really quality tight end to fit into the system.
Let me ask you this real quick, Andy. Is this make or break for the head coach for him this year? Because they've added some weapons, they've added some talent, and now are they going to be able to put it together, or does he go by the wayside after this season if they don't perform?
It's a great question. We'll all have to wait and see how it all unfolds next season for the Arizona Cardinals, but I think they're in the driver's seat, man. I mean, they're probably the most complete team in that division right now with all the additions they made, and obviously it'll have to play out on the football field. Keep it close, everybody. We got to take a break. We'll come back with the final segment, parting shots like we always do. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Today, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through. Again, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come back in the wee hours of the night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then we wrap to you throughout the evening, morning, day, whatever it is for you at that moment in time. Hey, Mike, real quick before we do our parting shots, you did put that post up about cut them, start them, and get rid of them, and it's got Magic, it's got Kobe, and it's got LeBron. What would you do, bro?
Well, it doesn't have Magic, it has MJ. But
I'm starting MJ. Kobe's coming off the bench, and LeBron, it's been nice, but you can go find another, your fourth team. You're not playing for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's hard to deny MJ. You and I think he's the greatest player of all time. So MJ for me, Kobe, and yeah, dude, it's crazy. We're getting rid of LeBron. Anyways, bro, it's parting shot time. You are up.
Look, my parting shot goes out to Enes Kanter, the Portland Trailblazers. He had a 24-point, 30-rebound game. The 30 rebounds set a record for the Portland Trailblazers in terms of records. Rebounds in a game. He joins Dwight Howard, Andrew Bynum, Kevin Love is the only guys to pull down 30 boards in a game in the past 20 years. So big kudos to him. I mean, those are good stats, man, 24 and 30.
Can't complain about those. Look, I'm going to give Zion a shout-out, bro. I think he had some crazy numbers, too, with his shooting percentage, something that hasn't been done since, like, 95, 96, and I think Shaq was the guy. So, yeah, he's playing some fantastic basketball at this moment in time. Probably not going to be enough to get his team over the hump, but it is what it is. Obviously, we got to get the heck out of Dodge. For John Poulter, for Scott, for Mike, I'm Andy saying peace, everybody. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.